you take Fort Smith, and of course that's on up here in the mountains, and that thing is really big now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these places is big, but Desert Ark is just a little Indian town, little old river town down here. You know, it's an Indian name. And
oh, is that
Indian? Yeah, it's all mostly just these little Indian names: Hazen, Dewall's Bluff, Desert Ark. You know, Desert Ark—that's just D-E-S-A-R-C. This like, and they what they call little Indian names in there. But it, see, they all they used to be when the first settled here was slavery. All slavery was all in here when they first come in here.
Oh, really?
This country's all covered up with slavery. I can show you a slavery graveyard on down here close to Arkansas.
I didn't know that.
And it's got grown up, grown trees on it now. You know where it's grown up there since they quit using it as a slave graveyard? It's old white church graveyard. But they had a nigger, had a slave graveyard, mm-hmm. and then a white graveyard, but they were side by side, but they were separate, you know. Mm-hmm. And of course they quit using the slave graveyard, and the niggers, they sort of left out and moved out. Mm-hmm. In this country, I didn't hear, it used to be mostly prairie. Mm-hmm. It was all prairie. A lot of this was prairie land here, and just little more than 5 acre patches of timber around here. Mm-hmm. And then you'd hit what you called a big slash or something, it'd be solid timber.
Oh, that'd be solid timber.
Yeah, there's, it's all been cleaned up. It's a whole lot different. There's three-fourths of it in farming now, and maybe one-fourth then.
That's what I was going to ask you about.
It'd just be
the difference in how much farming there was.
Well, they just farm what they needed.
Uh-huh.
People would just farm 40 acres of ground until they, as long as they live, that's where they'd get. They wouldn't clear up anymore. They'd make a living on that 40 acres.
Would you say that nowadays is farming the main source of occupation here in this county?
Well, Arkansas, it really is more, I've heard people say that Arkansas can come near living by itself if you just put a wall around it in most any state. Uh-huh. So we got oil wells and we got nearly anything, and then we can grow most anything. Uh-huh. And we grow our own cattle and everything, and we can furnish our own fuels and even our coal and stuff that we can, but if we need it. But and come near about come near living by yourself if you was cut off is any state. And a lot of places they haven't got all that, but if they started cleaning it up, well, I've cleaned up a lot of land myself, but. And we've just cleaned it up and put it in cultivation, and people has farmed it and made a lot of money out of it.
Well, you think more people are farmers in Prairie County than anything else? You think that's
no, we not got a lot of farmers.
We
ain't got no whole lot of, men farm 1,000 acres now. And used to, and I'd farm 35. Now, I see how so much difference there is in it. Mm-hmm. I'd take a pair of old mule and a cultivator and something other, and I'd have 5-6 acres of cotton, 5-6 acres of corn, a little hay patch, a little sorghum patch, sweet potato patch, and things like that. And I lived at home. And now they'll have 700-800 acres of beans, 400-500 acres of rice, and one man will hire a couple of hands and a few tractors, and he's just farming it all.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you don't need all that labor. You ain't got all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a whole lot of our people is left now, and they're on welfare. The more you put on the welfare, and they're coming off the farm. I think they're coming off the farm. See, they're cutting them out of the farm and pushing them. The big man is pushing the little man off. The big man, the rich man is pushing the poor man off.
Mm-hmm.
And they just finally get him on down and just push him plumb down in the hole, I guess. I don't know what else happened. And that's what's hurting. That's what hurts the whole thing.
That's what's really been, you think, making so much difference.
You take the little instant making a, if I knew was going to a party, we'd take 50 cents,
mm-hmm.